WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Let's take a look at another big contributor to the field of meteorology, but a contributor who was a pilot and not a meteorologist. Joseph B. Duckworth was born in Savannah, Georgia on September the 8th, 1902. Duckworth was a colonel in the United States Air Force and was regarded as the father of modern instrument flight. He is also noted in record books as being the first person to purposely fly through the eye of a hurricane. Duckworth enlisted in the United States Army Air Corps as a flying cadet in 1927 and received his wings and reserve commission at Kelly Field, Texas in 1928. After graduation, he flew for Ford Motor Company, Curtiss Wright Flying Service, and Eastern Airlines. During this time, he developed his knowledge of instrument flight while obtaining a law degree from the University of Miami. In late 1940, Duckworth was called to active duty with the rank of major and promoted to lieutenant colonel soon after World War II began. He was shocked at the ignorance of instrument flying throughout the Air Corps and appalled that the losses sustained from that type of ignorance were greater than the losses due to actual combat. During the rest of the war, he taught instrument flying at various flying schools, first at Columbus, Mississippi, then at Bryan, Texas. He also helped to standardize instrument flight instruction within the Air Corps. But Duckworth's most notable single achievement came on July 27, 1943, when he flew an AT-6 single-engine trainer into a small but powerful hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico near Galveston, Texas, becoming the first person to safely and intentionally fly through a hurricane. He was accompanied by Lieutenant Ralph O'Hare. As a side note, in an article by Lou Fincher and Bill Reed about the 1943 surprise hurricane, they note several interesting facts about that flight. First, the flight came about because of a bet between Colonel Duckworth and several British flyers who were ribbing Americans about the AT-6 Texan trainer being a sissy. Second, the flight was undertaken without official approval because Colonel Duckworth felt certain headquarters would not approve the flight. And third, their objective was to fly through the storm, but they actually broke into the eye of the hurricane by accident. After the war, he served as the head of the Safety Bureau of the Civil Aeronautics Board, retiring from the Air Force in 1955 after serving as the base commander of Hickam Air Force Base, Hawaii. He died on July 26, 1964 in Battle Creek, Michigan. Each year, the Air Force presents the Colonel Joseph B. Duckworth Instrument Award to the individual or unit making the greatest contribution to aerospace instrument flight. If you have a question about the weather, you can drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.